July 27th, Francois Coillat. Welcome to 365 Christian Men, where every day we aim to inspire and encourage with real-life stories about men. Francois Coillat was a missionary from France. His life was embroiled with political intrigues, and his work was interrupted and redirected by nations at war, usurpers overthrowing the government, and rival peoples failing to maintain peace long enough for the gospel to be preached. Still, Coillat demonstrated strength of will and character and single-mindedness as he did the job God sent him to do. On this date, in 1868, Francois Coillat baptized his first convert in Africa.
Disappointment can kill a man's dream, but perseverance can revive it. In February 1861, Francois Coillat arrived in Port Elizabeth, South Africa to marry Christina McIntosh, but Christina wasn't there. Due to a postal error, Christina had not received Coillat's latest letter before she boarded her boat. Going by an earlier letter, she had traveled to meet him in Cape Town, 500 miles away. The couple had first met in 1859, and Coillat fell in love with her at first sight. Christina felt strongly that God had sent her this man, but Coillat chose not to act on his feeling. He was poor and filled with self-doubt, and he feared that life in South Africa would be too difficult for Christina. A few months later, his feelings for Christina had not gone away. He sensed the Lord calling him to write her with a bold request: marry him and become a missionary with him in South Africa. But Christina came from a wealthy family. She read books, listened to orchestras, and socialized with the rich and powerful. Her family and friends told her to reject Coillat's proposal. She looked at everything she had to lose and agreed with their counsel. She rejected his proposal. Coillat was devastated, but instead of allowing disappointment to cripple him, he focused on his mission in South Africa. He knew his highest calling was not to be married, but to share Jesus with those who had never heard of him. The Paris Missionary Society had sent him to the South African tribes of Basutoland, where the tribes worshipped every god but Jesus. Someone had to bring them the truth. 2 years passed, but Coillat's feelings for Christina only grew stronger. After much prayer, he was convinced God still wanted him to marry her. He summoned the courage to write her another letter. What Coillat didn't know was that during those 2 years, God had been speaking to Christina, challenging her to give up her comfortable life and be with Coillat in South Africa. Not long after she surrendered to God, Coillat's letter arrived. Christina wrote back, yes, she would marry him. He was overjoyed. Christina felt a deep peace from God, but the pain of saying goodbye to her family and friends, who she may never see again, was awful. She spent most of her long voyage to South Africa in tears. So in 1861, when Coillat discovered that his fiancée had arrived at the wrong destination alone, he set out at once to meet her. He jumped on a horse and rode as fast as he could to Cape Town. All day and night, he rode through the wilderness of South Africa, home to wild animals and hostile tribes who would not hesitate to kidnap or murder him. Coillat had no idea what Christina would say. They hadn't seen each other in 2 years. Her first words to him were, I have come to do the work of God with you, whatever it may be. Deeply moved by her faith, he thanked God for giving him this precious woman. They married on February 26, 1861. Coillat never regretted waiting for Christina. Micah 7:7 says, But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Are you willing to wait patiently for what God has promised to give you? Disappointment can kill a man's dream, but perseverance can revive it.
Hello, men. Jason King here, lead pastor of Faith Church in Arvada, Colorado. What an inspiring story of Francois Coillat. This is what I receive from his life, but also the challenge I have for all of us today. There are things in our life that we thought would end up the way that they did, but they haven't. For Koilad, he himself was disappointed. He was disappointed that the love of his life actually didn't marry him. But he continued to be faithful to what God had called him to do. That's a very simple challenge for us. What I learned from this man is even though he was wounded by disappointment, he continued to persevere after God. So many times us as men, when we're disappointed, when maybe something doesn't work out the way we thought it would, or we strive for an endeavor, we have a dream or we have a vision and something falls short, many times because of disappointment, we stop. And God wants to challenge us today. Don't quit. Don't stop. Keep going forward. It is in those challenges that we earn or begin to develop what's called perseverance. And friends, like Koilad, same for us, there is no easy way to learn and grow in perseverance except for trials and difficulties. But we're men, and men do hard things, but also men do hard things while they're wounded. While they're hurting, we continue to go forward. So what is it in your life that has been a disappointment, that you haven't been able to get up and move on? This is a great example of this man who, even though his heart was broken, even though he was disappointed, even though he felt alone, he still pursued God. May we do the same. May we never quit. May we never back down. And may we always pursue our King and our Savior. And remember this, that God is the God of restoration. He's the God that meets us. He's the God that speaks along the way. And so the challenge is, continue to move forward. The resurrection of Jesus as Christians, the resurrection of Jesus is why we can keep going. Because the same power that raised Christ from the dead is the same power that lives in us to quicken our mortal bodies, our mortal hearts, our mortal minds, our mortal physical beings, that in our woundedness, in our brokenness, in our disappointment, we can continue to go on. Because God's delays are not his denials of your dreams. Friends, God's the one who resurrects vision and dreams. Let's keep moving forward. Let's persevere. God bless.